morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. For local schools in Indian Valley, they will move forward with their new stadium project thanks to support from their district. And New Philadelphia received a positive response for their tax levy. Meanwhile, residents in the districts of Dover and Garraway voted against their tax levies. Several villages were seeking support from their residents, and most of them received it. Denison, Midvale, Port Washington, and Strasburg all had strong support for their various levies. The township ballot issues received positive responses as well, as Auburn, Buck, Fairfield, Franklin, Sugar Creek, and Union Townships all approved their ballot levies with general ease. For additional results in Tuscarawas and surrounding counties, you can always go to WTUZ.com.
That's right. You weren't here last night, were you?
No, I wasn't, but I was watching. Election night is one of my favorite nights of the year. So I was watching and listening and following along just as much as everyone else.
So wait, all right. So is Trump still our president? Still our president?
Yeah.
Oh, he is? Okay, gotcha. Obviously not a presidential election, but anyway. Did you vote yesterday?
Always. Oh, yes.
Did you? Very
yes.
Nice.
They said that...
Which now you're in a new precinct, me lady.
I know, and you know what's funny is I'm in the same precinct I was when I turned 18.
How odd.
That's so cool. So...
What a small world.
Right? But no, they said yesterday I was watching, flipping back and forth between CNN and MSNBC, and they were saying that the numbers of people that came out to vote, it mm-hmm. was like it was a presidential election. That's so crazy. So that's awesome to see.
Yeah, because I know voter registration was way, way up.
And, way up,
and
yeah.
I mean, listen, registration, it really has, yeah, I guess it's a story if you want to make it a story. People are registering. It's all about getting them out the day of
right.
to vote.
That's true. Did you go vote?
I did not.
Okay, well, then you cannot complain about anything.
Well, what about when it comes to the hierarchy of things? Like when it comes to the nation?
It all starts at the bottom.
If you say so. Because my vote, my one single solitary vote.
Your vote matters.
Would have made a large, large difference.
Just ask Clay Aiken.
Huge
voting
difference.
Matters.
Well, what happened with Clay Aiken?
He got second place.
Okay. By one vote?
No, it was just a joke. Chill.
Okay. I was going to say, 2001 yeah. called, they want their joke back.
Anyways.
No voting yesterday for I. One, I don't even know if I would add time to vote. To be honest with you.
Well, actually, you could have made time to vote because you can send your vote in days beforehand. You can absentee vote. You can early voting. So that excuse is null and void.
You're right. I will just say this. I really don't care. How about that? I mean, I care, but I don't. I'll vote in 2 years. How about that?
Okay.
No, it was actually Daddy Daycare yesterday. One of the many reasons I was busy. Obviously, I wasn't here. Were you even aware?
No.
You had no...
We had no idea you weren't here.
No idea that I was not even here. Yeah, yesterday, listen, I woke up and I got a text... I woke up, brewed my coffee, took the dogs out to do their business, and go back inside and go, I might as well look at my phone, get it off the charger, get things moving here in the early part of the morning. I see I have a text message, which isn't weird to have a text message from overnight, but then I click on it and I see it's from the daycare and I go, oh, this can't be good. This is not good. 2:24-something a.m., and basically, a roundabout way is, you know, they weren't available yesterday, so it was one of those scenarios where it was like, yeah, I guess I'll stay home today. No problem. Babe, you want to go to work? I'll stay home. So it was Daddy Daycare yesterday.
That would be fun, though. I would like that.
Yes, it was a blast. Dynamite. We went to the store. We, of course, read a couple books, watched an episode of Mickey Mouse. Nah, I made sure I picked a 47-minute episode instead of the good old 25-minute episode. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes that is the best babysitter.
Mickey Mouse?
Unfortunately.
I tell you what, that darn clubhouse of Mickey's gets me every time.
You should watch on Netflix. There is this show that if it comes on, she is literally like in the zone. Like, she, nothing else is going on. And I hate to put it on sometimes just because
what show is it?
I don't like her watching a lot of television. It's called Baby Bums, but it's a British television show. It is so cute. I think it's the music and the melody of the music that really, like, intrigues the kids. Because my babysitter said sometimes when she's trying to get lunch done and getting them to, like calm down, she'll put that on. And they all just, like, are, like, glued to this. It's, like, mesmerizing.
Is it on...
It's on Netflix.
And is it a show?
It's a British kids television show. And it's all music.
Because sometimes I'll go to YouTube and I'll play something called Little Baby Bomb. I don't know. At the beginning it goes, Little Baby Bomb. And then there's some song ensues.
Maybe that could be it. I don't know.
Do they have songs that they have on that show?
Yes. I find myself singing them sometimes and I'm like, why am I singing The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round?
You see, maybe, unbeknownst to you and I, I'm actually listening to the soundtrack and you're watching the show. Maybe
that's it.
Maybe we're connected somehow, someway.
I found myself singing the Watermelon Song yesterday. I was going to go vote. I was walking across the street and I was singing.
Tracy Bird, if you drink, don't drive, do the Watermelon Crawl, that one?
No, not that one. Okay. What's the one where the watermelon, I don't know, it'll come to me. But I was singing it and I thought, oh my God, stop.
You're like, I'm an adult. I'm actually going to vote, and I'm singing this song.
This is so embarrassing.
Hey, pizza was a popular thing among polling places yesterday. I guess a bunch of celebrities donated money to a group called Pizza to the Polls. And basically, this group monitored social media, and all throughout the country, there was a long line forming or something. They ended up raising more than $300,000 in like a day. From all these celebrities.
Wow.
So a bunch of people were waiting in long lines all across the country, from Florida to California, from sea to shining sea.
And
they received pizza right there in line.
In newsrooms across the country, it is also known as Pizza Election Night, because in newsrooms, every election, anytime there's an election, pizza is delivered on election night, and that is all that you know that journalists are going to be eating that night. I think that... I don't know, how many elections have I covered? Quite a few. Anyways, but I've always had pizza. And last night, I didn't have pizza. Last night was the first election I haven't covered in like almost 7 years.
Should have just ordered some up anyways, just for kicks.
We did order in just because my husband and I are those weird people that like to sit in front of the television and just watch the results come in. That's all we did last night. It was so much fun.
I would have loved to be I would have loved to have been a fly on your wall.
Oh, yeah, it was funny.
Back in November of 2016.
I was working at 19 when that was going down. And you know what? We were all shocked. Shocked is like flabbergasted. We just like didn't think that. I don't know. I just remember thinking, what was it? I think it was Florida that called it first, that Trump had won. And then all these other states, like states you weren't expecting, calling for him to win. And we were all just like, what? Like, I don't know. I guess it was because it was him. But everyone just kind of assumed that Hillary was going to win because she was, I don't know. He was kind of the underdog.
Because Trump
say?
Is such a doofus? Just go ahead and say it. I mean,
I don't know.
I voted
just,
for
I
the guy, and he's a doofus.
I just didn't see him winning, and we were all literally, there were 20 of us in this room watching it all come in, because we were trying to do the Facebook and the website and all this other stuff and write stuff up.
You're like, oh, he got Florida. No, he'll get Ohio.
And then it just like kept coming and coming, and we were all just like, this is really happening right now.
Oh, Hillary will get Ohio. We're okay. We're all right. She'll get Ohio. Oh, she didn't get Ohio. Well, she still got Michigan up there.
I remember.
She can get Michigan.
I went home that night. I don't think I left until like 2:30 in the morning, 2:30 or 3, and she hadn't come out yet. If you remember, she didn't come out and like concede, and
she couldn't believe it either. So
we were all just like, "This is so crazy."
Hey, listen, we all know polling, voting gets everybody out of their homes, except for yours truly, obviously. Demi Lovato, it even got her out of rehab yesterday. She posted some picture on Instagram at a poll. I thought it was illegal to do that. Is it illegal to...
I think it's illegal to take a picture of your ballot.
Your ballot? All right.
Yeah, I think that's what the... I'm not sure, but
she said
she's been out of rehab.
Oh, is she out?
Yeah, she's been out. She's been spotted out at lunches and in the car and such.
Lunches.
Yeah, I've been following a little TMZ. But yeah, good for her to get out and rock the vote.
Good for us all.
It's kind of sad, though. I mean, it's always like a give or take with elections. You want to see everyone do well, and like especially with school levies, there were a couple in this area that failed, and you hate to see school levies fail. And it just, but I understand both sides with the taxes and all that other stuff, but it kind of breaks your heart when you, because it's for the kids.
By the way, local or state election results, it's all on our website, right, Michelle?
Yes, it is.
Tell folks where they can find all those resources.
WTUC.com.
By the way, thanks again to Simpson Heating and Cooling and Mike's Body Shop sponsoring election coverage last night. Shauna and Mary did a mighty fine job holding it down. Don't know if they had pizza. We'll ask them later today.
I don't see any boxes.
I do see donuts out there.
That's from yesterday morning.
What happened?
Jared. He was in a... he had a sweet tooth yesterday, so he went and brought us some donuts.
Very nice.
You missed out.
What can you do?
All right. Rods, too. The best.
I see that. You can see... You know the rods just by the big white box.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, later, Michelle.
Peace out.
Hey, congratulations to Jack Staley, winner of $25 to Bell Stores Marathon this morning. Jack, congratulations. We do it, of course, every Wednesday and every Friday. Hey, also, you know what we do every Friday? We hand out our pizza contest, Damon's Dough to Go.
Yes.
Yeah, Damon's All-American Pizza Pie. Shauna Berkey, of course, does that. We all love pizza. And it proves in New York City, too, where there is now a pizza museum.
What?
It's just a pop-up museum, though. What's the deal with these pop-up museums? They're just there, and
it's
then
like
they...
like a trend.
And they disappear. It is like a trend. Like food trucks, right?
Although I don't think that's a trend. I hope that's around to stay.
$35 for an adult to get in to the pizza museum in Brooklyn, New York.
I'm going to need to hit that up.
Kids are free, 5 and under. And seniors are free as well. It closes November 18th if you're in the vicinity. Museum dedicated to all things cheese, sauce, pepperoni, toppings, I'm sure dough. It's on the dough, folks. Dough and the sauce.
I think it's the sauce that makes it. Because if it's a sweet sauce, I mean, there's a difference, don't you think? Because sometimes there's like a tangy sauce. There's like a sweet sauce. Sometimes it's like really rich and tomatoey. The sauce does it for me.
I'm not a real rich and tomato-y, saucy kind of guy.
Me neither. It gives me heartburn.
I don't like the chunks of tomatoes. But then again, I do like a zesty, spicy sauce.
Mm. I love pizza.
Calm down.
I love pizza.
Calm down.
I had Damon's Dough to Go. For the first time since we've moved back, we had it last Friday, and it was so delicious. It reminded us of a pizza shop that we used to go to quite often up north, and we will be going back more than once, that's for sure.
You know, the calzone is like my go-to there.
Oh, that sounds so good. They had sandwiches and subs and stuff on the menu, and I was looking at the photos, and I thought, but it's so hard to decide.
Decisions sometimes can be tough.
They are tough.
It can be extremely tough. Hey, we all know Carrie Underwood's hit Before He Cheats, right?
Yes.
Well, her husband, one Mike Fisher, is now retired from the National Hockey League. I guess he has nothing else better to do than to make parody songs now.
Stop it.
Okay, here's Carrie Underwood's husband. Before She Bleeds, it's a hunting song. Bleat, of course, is the sound a goat or sheep makes or something.
He's probably
listen
out
to him.
That's
with the
him.
Corn-fed dough, and he's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably checking her scent for a little estrus, and he's willing to get risky. Right now,
it's the worst thing ever.
Up behind her near the salt lick, right where I got his photo, and he don't know.
Michelle,
is this serious?
You need to go to Carrie Underwood's, go to her Twitter, Instagram, see if she's commented about this madness, please. I haven't had the time. Normally, I go to Carrie Underwood's Facebook or Twitter and Instagram like once an hour. I just haven't had the time. She understands. This is, again, Carrie Underwood's husband. Yeah, I'd remain quiet if I were her, too.
Right now, he's probably up bringing some peak rut chasing to the back 40.
Oh, my God.
Right
this,
now,
this, it's not getting any better.
And he's thinking that he's gonna
get lucky. That sounds so funny.
It is pretty bad. The video's even worse. Again, Carrie Underwood's husband, Mr. Carrie Underwood, that's Mike Fisher, making a fool out of himself. Parody song of his wife's very own hit.
Ay, ay, ay.
Before He Cheats turned into Before She Bleats.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Of course, a bleat, an animal cry, for those who didn't catch that at the beginning there.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, yesterday, did you and Shauna mention the sexiest man alive?
We did not, but I saw the photo.
Now, okay, I don't know who that. He's from The Wire, right?
You that don't know who he is?
Is it Idris or Idris?
Idris.
Idris Elba?
Yes.
People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2018.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, the guy's on The Wire from HBO, which I don't have. I did for a hot minute for Hard Knocks, but then I canceled it. Got rid of it. Hashtag poor people problems. Why the hell do you think that's so funny?
I don't know. That's just funny. It sounds like something that we would do. But I think Chad used to do the same thing with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm telling you, you need to cut the cord and you can get the apps. And then you can get HBO whatever else you want to watch.
The HBO Go app or whatever?
Yes, that's what we have.
All right. I was just wondering if you two gals yesterday talked about the sexiest man alive.
No, we did not. We missed that. We talked about the Spice Girls.
Oh, well.
Did you hear about that?
It's old news. What, they're reuniting?
They're going on tour. They announced they're going on tour.
Yeah, we talked about that Monday. You and I.
Oh, did we? I don't remember that.
It's in the podcast
section.
Oh,
yeah. Well, we talked about how Victoria Beckham, she came out and she had an Instagram post and she said how she...
She won't be a part of the tour.
Right. But she went on and said she loved being a part of the Spice Girls and she's rooting for them and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. That's what we talked about. But Idris Elba, yeah, he's gorgeous. We should put a picture of him on Instagram just so we can get a vote. Do you think he's the sexiest man alive or not?
Good call.
I'm going to do that right now. I think he is. He's
You know who last year's sexiest man alive was, right?
Hey everybody, this is Blake Shelton on 99.9 FM,
sexy to
and I'm
me.
Drunk.
Excuse me?
He is just not, I don't find him attractive in the slightest. If I had to pick a country music star that was attractive,
mm-hmm.
Who is that?
What do you mean? It's whatever.
I would pick Tim McGraw, hands down, all day, every day. Blake Shelton has nothing on Tim McGraw.
Wow.
Right?
I bet he could outdrink Tim
McGraw. Hey everybody, this is Blake Shelton on 99.9 FM. And I'm drunk.
Hey, also, speaking of, titles being handed out now, a Billboard magazine named their Woman of the Year.
Who's that? Oh, wait, I know.
Tell me then.
Is it Ariana Grande?
Correctamundo.
Yay!
Yeah, 2018 Billboard's Woman of the Year is Ariana Grande. 25 years old. She'll receive the award at the 13th annual Women in Music event, December 6th, New York City. Others who received it in the past, of course, Taylor Swift, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, really?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that one.
Anyway.
Did you hear Ariana Grande's single that came out after her and Pete Davidson?
Yes.
That was good.
Okay, first of all, Davidson's he's a tool. I'm sorry.
No, and I totally agree with
you. Nobody uses that anymore. Last time I said that, I think I was in the 7th grade. But the dude, look at him now. Did he always have those tattoos, by the way?
I don't know. And when he was on SNL, I remember telling Chad, I do not like this guy. He's not funny. He seems snarky and just something about him. I just wasn't
I don't like him. Now he's dyed his hair all weird and everything.
But he came out and he did a promo last week before SNL. And he was kind of like slamming Ariana Grande
I saw that. It was when Jonah Hill was hosting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then she came out with this song. And the song is just...
Isn't it called Thank You, Next?
Yeah. Yes, it's so good. I love it. And
like, thank you, next. Next boyfriend, please.
If you haven't heard it, go to iTunes.
By the way, her ex-ex, two exes ago, right?
Yes.
For Ariana Grande. Wouldn't that be Mac Miller? Yes. I read how he died, or the toxicology report.
I know. I saw that.
The dude was on, hold on, he was on fentanyl, ethanol, and cocaine.
So sad.
You're like asking to die. Hello. Yeah,
that's when you know that there's a problem, and I think that she had came out publicly and said that she had tried to help him and with his struggles, and it was just too hard. He just wouldn't.
Oftentimes, listen, women. Oftentimes, you try to fix a man. Just know this: that man will always be that way. Just letting you know, just the way it is. Can't fix a man.
It's sad.
I mean, it is sad.
It's really sad.
Hey, also, one more thing. This Aretha Franklin documentary that has been on the shelves for 46 years after it was shot. It's called Amazing Grace. It's finally going to be released. Ending one of the most tortured and long-running sagas in documentary film history.
Really?
That may be a stretch. But, of course, Aretha just recently died. Her estate got a hold of the documentary, and they're going to release it. It was shot in 1972. It's been sitting around for a long, long time. Told you, 46 years. It's a long time.
It's a long time. Longer than we've been alive.
No doubt about that.
Hey, I put that up on Instagram if you want to go ahead and vote. If you think Idris Elba is the sexiest man alive.
As compared to who? To Blake?
Well, I feel like that was an easy call.
To me?
To me, personally.
No, I mean to me.
What do you mean?
Mr. Elba compared to me. Who are we comparing this?
Do you want to compare it to you?
Brad Pitt?
We'll do side by side. I don't know. Just do you think that he's the sexiest man alive? I mean, he's good looking.
I mean, they could have went with, I don't know who else they could have went with. And I don't know who votes on these things anyways.
Probably women.
You know what, Michelle? Good call.
I mean, there might be some men in there.
Good call.
A handful.
Can you imagine a bunch of guys sitting around, here's who I think is the sexiest man alive?
When you said that, I don't know why, but I had visions of like old British Parliament, like sitting around with their wigs on.
Yeah.
And they're going through like files of men looking.
Let's see who belongs on our calendar this year for the sexiest
men alive.
Oh my gosh.
That was good. I love it. Oh, it's
all right.
Too funny.
Sometimes I don't know. All right, Michelle, we'll chat later.
Okay.
Sorry I kept you so long.
You're fine.
Again, thanks again to Simpson Heating and Cooling and Mike's Body Shop. Sponsoring our election coverage last night, Shauna and Mary did a fantabulous job, as they always do.
Yes.
Of course, we were missing you last night, Michelle, but hey.
Hey, that's all right. I was watching and listening at home. I love election night.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hey, real quick, when we were younger, I mean, listen, it just happens.
It was like 10 years ago.
I mean, like 11, 12, 13. You have your favorite.
15 years ago.
Yeah, you have your favorite toy, maybe, or your favorite thing you cling to. And you get in trouble. Your mom may take that thing away from you, right? As punishment?
Right.
Well, what do we do in reaction to that? We just go in our rooms and cry or something, or I don't know. We would rebel somehow, some way. Some may even steal their mother's car and take police on a high-speed chase, right? Can we do that?
Yeah, I talked about this yesterday.
Did you? This kid's mother took away his PlayStation, and then he led police on a high-speed chase Sunday night, reaching speeds of over 70 miles per hour.
This is the second time he's done that, too.
No, listen, the third time. He led police on a chase.
You're talking about the one in Cleveland?
Yeah, first incident occurred in Brooklyn. Yeah, just southwest of Cleveland. First incident occurred in October of 2017. Second, only a week later, on October 27th, 2017. And now, this is the third time. Maybe he thought the third time was a charm. I don't know. But yes, led police on that high-speed chase. 11 years old and all.
That's where we used to live.
Could I even reach... I mean, I'm trying to think. At 11 years old, could I even...
Oh, that's
can
whenever
I, reach
I first
the pedals?
Wrecked, that's when I wrecked the, for my first car when I was like 12.
Excuse me?
Remember I told you I did it in the church parking lot?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was 12. Don't ask.
Well, I mean, I have so many questions.
It was a mistake.
Let's see if we can run through these real quick, okay? Whose car?
My mom's minivan.
Okay.
Church parking lot.
What was church in service?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember why I was in the car. I think I just told her I was going to the car to sit. And I...
Then you pulled a Stephanie Tanner. Oh, R must mean radio. Backed it on.
I don't know, but I ran into a couple parked cars. I do know that.
Michelle, that does not surprise me one bit. How old were you again?
I think I was like 12 or 13.
This boy needs Boy Scouts, and you needed Girl Scouts, I guess, growing up as a youngster. Keep your mind.
No, but the neighborhood that it happened in, that's the neighborhood Chad and I used to live in. Old Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
Isn't there Old Brooklyn in Brooklyn, though?
Yeah. We lived in Old Brooklyn, which is literally
the
right
older part of
Brooklyn.
Gotcha.
Yes. So,
how far away was that from your place of employment there?
7 minutes was my commute.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I used to take the back way.
The back way.
I didn't have to take the main highway.
Until you started getting shot at, then you started taking, streets where there were street lights and everything.
Right.
Hey, speaking of, I mentioned Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts right there. You know the Girl Scouts are suing the Boy Scouts.
Why?
Did you know this? Because Boy Scouts dropped boy from their name and they're just going to Scouts. They now want to let girls enter.
Oh.
Shouldn't they just merge anyways? Just make it all, make it the Scouts of America.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
I mean, there's Cub
Don't
Scouts.
Don't they do the same thing, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts? Do they not? Or is it more like the boys do a lot of like hunting and fishing and stuff?
Tying knots.
And what are the girls doing,
Michelle? In the kitchen, cooking
and
cleaning
stuff?
And doing laundry?
I wasn't involved in any of
it. It's 2018, so I'm not sure. 21st century. Gosh.
No, you're right.
Women are now allowed to vote. You know that, right?
Yes.
Women can do everything a man can do, Michelle.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I think that's a good idea, what you just suggested.
Yeah, I don't know what the whole beef is. Girl Scouts of the United States of America filed a trademark infringement lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America, all for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract more girls into said program.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens.
Wonder how that's going to go.
Girl Scouts say, listen to this, Girl Scouts claim the program, quote, does not have a right under either federal or New York law to use terms like scouts or scouting by themselves in connection with services offered to girls, or to rebrand itself as, quote, the Scouts.
Oh, wow.
Just merge.
How much is that?
Just merge and get it over with. How much, what'd you say?
You said it's a lawsuit?
I don't know how much the lawsuit is. Trademark infringement lawsuit.
Wonder what that entails. Interesting. I was reading a story yesterday of a Green Beret. This guy was in the military. He's from, I think, North Carolina or South Carolina, and he's suing the government for a misdiagnosis on lung cancer. He went to a couple different on-base physicians, and they just kept telling him he had pneumonia or just not giving him the right diagnosis. And he finally went to a civilian physician off base.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that he was diagnosed with like stage 4 terminal lung cancer.
Wow.
Here he was like shot over in Iraq in the lung, and it punctured his lung, and the bullet, they're still finding like fragments and stuff in his lungs. I don't know. I just found it to be so like.
And army doctors couldn't figure that out?
No, the army doctors.
For lack of a better term.
Yeah, they kept saying, kind of like brushing him off. I mean, not taking him seriously. And I don't know. He's fighting against the government and the Veterans Association. He's fighting a couple things. I'll have to find the story and I'll have to post it to my Facebook page because it was so eye-opening. And I just thought that all veterans need to like know this story. Like, this is like big news, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it is.
What
kind
do you mean?
Of,
I mean, yeah. That
I
is
mean,
big
well,
news.
It is kind of strange that the army doctors would just, you got that bullet in there. There's this little fluid. You're all right. You're okay.
In the story that I watched, the report, they held up side by side the x-rays of the guy's lung from the first initial x-ray to the whenever the civilian doctor did. And the mass grew like twice in size. And he said, you can see the mass right here in the original x-ray. Like, that's so crazy to me that they didn't even see that. I don't know. I'll have to find the story, and you'll have to watch it because it's so good. And I don't know. Just
so he's now suing our
he's suing
our
the
military,
government.
Basically.
Well, there is a law or some sort of amendment in the law that says that you can't sue if you are in active duty. You can't sue the Army or the Armed Forces or something like that. So that is kind of like prohibiting him from suing them, but he's suing the government as an entity. I don't know. You'll have to watch the story because I'm probably missing a few things here and there. I watched it twice because I was like, am I, what? Like, mind blown. You have to watch it.
Hey, this surgeon in Florida, okay, mm-hmm. something very similar, was performing surgery on a woman. For just a normal routine back surgery, okay?
Okay.
Came across what she thought was a cancerous tumor, the surgeon removed it. Happened to be the woman's kidney, vital organ that she needed.
What?
Oh, yeah, my bad. My fault. You need this kidney? Thought it was a cancerous tumor. Yeah, she's now being sued.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even... I mean, you go to school
are you
for...
Are you a doctor? No, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
I used to play Operation as a kid, so I think I know what this is. What?
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
Removed a woman's healthy kidney while she was under the knife, all because she thought, oh, hey, we didn't notice this cancerous tumor here. Let's go ahead and plop
you
this right out.
You go to school for, like, doctors go to school for, like, 10, 12 years. You would think, like, an anatomy part, like the kidney, would be, hey, I mean, I don't know. Doesn't that just sound crazy? No?
I mean, yeah, I'm still reading the rest of the story.
So, like, what? That's so crazy to me. How do you not know where the kidney is? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, can you have a... Okay, your kidneys are in your back, right?
Right.
You can have a pelvic kidney? Because this is what that woman had.
Oh.
Kidney in a weird spot.
Well, okay, so I take back all of my...
Well, still, though, you should know what a kidney looks like,
you're
right?
You're right. No, you're totally right.
Stand by your story.
Wow. Crazy. That's so crazy.
Well,
what would you do? What would be your reaction?
Well,
you came out of surgery and you're like, wait a minute, something feels weird.
Good news, you don't have cancer. We thought you did. Bad news, here's your kidney.
We took your kidney out for no apparent reason.
Well, she'll be rich now, I guess.
I hope
and
she
let's
wins.
Hope she has
Thank
her
goodness.
Kidney. Let's hope she has her kidney back.
Now, can they give it, can they put it back in?
Listen.
How does that work?
I'm sure they do kidney transplants, don't they?
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, you're right. They can put it back in. But my gosh, what a procedure.
What a procedure.
Jeez.
Thought I had back surgery. Why am I so sore in my pelvis area? Right. Well, we removed your pelvic kidney there.
My gosh.
Hey, Babbling Brook will grace us with her presence here momentarily. And listen, I know everyone is just as excited as Michelle is. You may not be singing to the tune of your excitement, but nonetheless, you are excited. Alrighty, High Valley, make you mine, 99.9 WTUZ. Hey, starting in 13 minutes, it's our next online auction, folks, where you can save hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of dollars on some great items from all of our local advertising partners. I'm talking stuff from Action Extreme Sports, Parkway, Kime Lumber, TMK Valley Propane, the Haywuss Center, where they do their best work behind your back. A number of places up there where you can save a bunch of money, but you have to go to our website, click on the deals button at WTUZ.com. The auction starts today at 9 a.m. and will end tomorrow at 9 p.m. So, Babbling Brook is the auctioneer for every single item up there, so she'll be busy over the next, 36 hours or so?
Mm-hmm.
I got 500, 500 going once, 500 going twice. No, I got 600, 600 going once, 600 going twice. I got 600 going twice, 600, it's old.
That wasn't too bad. That was all right.
No, it was all right.
Maybe you should do it. I couldn't talk that fast.
No,
I talk fast, but not that fast.
I'm busy.
You're busy. Okay.
UFC news.
I do.
I missed it yesterday. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. I'll forgive you this time.
Alrighty.
In this day in history, in 1990, Arsenio Hall got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He's from Cleveland, by the way. Went to Kent State University.
I wonder what he's doing now. I don't see him doing anything anymore. Maybe he's retired.
Like me, he's busy.
He's busy.
Yeah.
In 1991, Magic Johnson announced that he had tested positive for HIV and was retiring. 2006, Britney Spears filed for divorce from Kevin Federline. They'd been married for just over 2 years. She had given birth to their second son just a couple months earlier. Mm. And then in 2011, Dr. Conrad Murray was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and the death of Michael Jackson in 2009.
Somebody had to be... I mean, somebody had...
For that.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody... They had to blame somebody for that.
Right. Holidays for today. It's Wobbly Wednesday.
Whoa.
Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. Hug a Bear Day. I don't know if that's such a good idea. Maybe Stuffed Bear.
What about Jer Bear?
Or Jer Bear. Yeah. I don't know. He might bite.
Yeah.
You never know.
I welcome bites.
Depends.
Depends on where.
On the day. Yeah, right. And it's National Eating Healthy Day.
Sure, whatever.
I have not been doing that. I eat donuts, I feel like, every day. Did you see I had another bag out there? Now, Jared went and got donuts yesterday. And I brought a bag of donuts in as well yesterday.
Oh, I'm glad everybody was celebrating the day of my absence.
I guess, yeah.
Very nice.
You missed out on that.
Yeah.
But I still have donuts left out there if you want some.
Leftover donuts
are
like...
Bag.
No, leftover donuts are... No.
But I haven't opened them yet.
No. Oh, in that case.
The powdered ones.
All right.
Yeah. So, have at it. On TV tonight, Survivor's on at 8. Modern Family is on at 9. The Real Housewives of New Jersey is on at 9. And American Horror Story Apocalypse is on at 10. In country news, Thomas Rhett is going to be teaming up with Crown Royal for the Purple Bag Project to benefit U.S. servicemen and women stationed overseas.
Yeah, because, of course, Crown Royal, which I do like, it comes in the purple,
right.
Purple fancy little bag.
Yeah, and that they'll actually be using those purple bags for that.
Purple bags.
Now, it's not only for the troops, but it's also going to be sent to people affected by the recent hurricanes and other natural disasters. So, he's really excited to be a part of it.
I'm sure T-Rett gets some perks from Crown Royal as well.
Yeah. He says it's just a really cool partnering because I feel like our goals and values align as far as the charitable component.
It's actually what's in here. Not coffee. It's Crown and Coke. Crown and RC Cola.
Midland, they're going to be extending their electric rodeo tour next year. They've added some more dates here, about 12 of them. But of course, none of them are in Ohio. I keep saying that every time. And then in other news, Shaquille O'Neal and Ken Jeong are trying out as comedy teammates. They're going to be in a reality series pilot that they're going to test the pair's ability to take on odd jobs.
That should be fun.
It should be, yeah.
Like Shaquille O'Neal is a garbage man or is a cook or something.
Yeah, some of them they're going to do...
I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I'm going to take garbage.
You know what? One of them's a mall rent-a-cop. I think he'd be a good mall rent-a-cop. He'd be huge.
I mean, who's going to...
be scared of him.
Shaquille O'Neal all Paul Blart on us.
Right? Substitute school teacher and training
Ken
doctor.
Jeong, he's the dude from The Hangover, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
You know he's really a doctor in real life.
No, he's not.
He is, I swear. He is.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay, look it up. I'm telling you.
He played a doctor on TV.
He did. Right. But I'm pretty sure that he's either that or he is a really smart individual. Honestly.
I'm gonna have to fact check.
We were just watching. He's got like a YouTube series where he answers questions from people, like doctor questions. We were just watching it.
Mm.
Yeah. So look it up.
All right.
Seriously.
Babbling Brook, everybody.
He's hilarious.
Full of knowledge, sometimes true or not. We will find out.
Okay.